Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Farmers are saying the 2018 wheat crop has been smaller than expected. Hopkins Elevator Grain Manager Ben Westerfield says the 2018 wheat harvest was completed quicker than in previous years.
It's funny that you said we just wrapped up our wheat season because here we are. I was telling a customer earlier today, we're accustomed to being open, wide open for wheat harvest from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week for 2 or 3 weeks in a row. And a week and a half into it, wheat harvest is over. So it's I won't say it's entertaining. I wish I was still buying more wheat and we were still open late. But
Westerfield says the crop has been somewhat disappointing.
I think a lot of the farmers can concede that the yields weren't as big as what they had hoped they had been. And in some cases, I think the quality suffered a little bit specifically after the rains. That was from our perspective. I know the farmer wants to be able to have good quality grain all of the time, but that's hard for the grain elevator side to be able to manage the quality if it starts to slip a little bit.
He adds the crop yields varied throughout the season.
As soon as wheat harvest started, we had some customers that were in the 40s, maybe 50 bushel range, and that kind of concerned me at first. But as time progressed, I think a lot of them probably got into the mid-60s to 70s, and that isn't to say that some of the farmers probably yielded in the 80s, something that they're more accustomed to, but I think down the line, it's probably going to be a high 60s, mid-70s bushel per acre crop.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Westerfield says the crop quality was affected by late season rains.
Before the rains, I think everything was a good number two, in some cases a number one wheat, 58 to 62, 63 pounds. And then as we have the rains, it seems like, and I'm not an agronomist, I say that a lot, but you know, this time around the rains came by and then it seems like we lost a lot of our test weight, or a few pounds more than what we were accustomed to. So it has slipped a little bit.
He adds that it's evident when testing the wheat at the scales.
You can feel the weight and the density of the grain. You feel like that's you just know right off the bat. But a little bit lighter, not as much head scab. There was some out there. Don't get me wrong. There was some head scab there. But overall, I think that you could see it maybe a smaller grain.
Hopkins Elevator purchases wheat from Barron County in central Kentucky to Trigg County in western Kentucky. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.